right across Newcastle.
So what you're saying is you're a bigger fan of ScoMo's package than Kevin Rudd's package.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo. The Novo.
Three, two, one.
Hey guys, welcome to Thursday. How are we?
Good morning.
Brilliant. Woo! Man, short weeks are the best.
I know, yeah. Right, Jade? I know you love this. You forgot.
Well, don't forget, it is Friday. No, well, I was waiting for you to do it.
Oh,
I was on
sorry.
Cue.
I forgot as well.
It's Friday Eve, guys. Yeah, it is cool. A thing. It's sticking around forever.
Very good. So, Crevo, interesting trip on the way to work this morning with Jade in her car. Odd, she was pumping Mandy Moore.
I didn't even realise she was a singer. I thought she only did, like, movies from, like, 20 years
ago. Songs like this.
No.
Jade's singing along and she goes, Maddie, easy listening on the way to work.
It's the best. I love Mandy Moore. Everyone does.
No, they don't.
They do.
I was surprised that Jackson, you like her, which surprised me.
And you knew the movie too.
I know the movie. I don't like her. She annoys me.
Poor Mandy.
But it's a good movie.
Like, it just seems like very forgettable pop to me if I hear that.
They don't make songs like this anymore.
They should.
Thank God.
Oh, they should do.
Are you a fan of Mandy Moore, Hamish?
For the little that I've heard of her in the last 20 seconds, sure, why not?
Yeah, oh, Hamish, yes, that's my man.
How was your night, guys?
It was really good. I ended up exercising, actually. I finally took my fat ass off the couch.
Got into your Zumba room?
I got into my Zumba room, but I actually did step aerobics, and then I did Pilates as well.
So,
feeling quite good today.
Mixing it up at home.
Yep.
Did you do some sort of video of it or something so we know you did it?
No. I Instagrammed.
Oh, that's good.
Bits
at least,
and pieces.
At least we know it's real then.
It is. Well, no, I don't. Yeah, you shouldn't lie about exercise.
What about you, Crevo? Have you been working out?
Oh, no.
Nothing.
Stuck at home.
No little, like, circuits around the backyard or...
No, none of that. I mean, I've ridden my bike a few places, but usually just the shops to get something. Rather than, like, actually doing exercise.
Well, you were on a vegetable diet there at one point. You and Emmy changed to some sort
of... Yeah, like a few days a week.
Yeah, what's it called? What was the diet called again?
Well, it's not a diet called. It's just called eating vegetarian a few times a week.
No, you had some fancy name 2 months ago.
It's interesting. An article out today.
Yeah.
Just due to, like, COVID boredom and stuff.
Yeah.
A poll done of 1,000 people. One in four of them were drinking more.
Ooh, I believe that.
Yeah, I do.
Liquor shops are absolutely making a fortune at the moment.
Who knew?
My taste buds are changing. I had a sip of my favourite Moscato the other day and I was like, not into it. But I don't know if it's just because I hadn't had any alcohol for months.
She's grown up.
Are you going to have like a proper wine now? Let's not go crazy.
Let's not get too wild. But, you know, I don't know what's going on. COVID's changed me.
A lovely Shiraz with a teaspoon of sugar, like you make a tea.
Shiraz, I'll never. It reminds me too much of church.
Oh. Okay. Shiraz.
Yeah.
What church were you going to? Yeah. This is great.
I want to become a Christian.
Catholic.
Oh, sorry. Okay, oh, yeah. Kicking off the show today is Shaggy. It wasn't me. And after that, Hamish has the latest. Coming up next, everything COVID-19 at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
This is where we find out everything re-COVID-19 that's happened over the last 24 hours. Hamish, what's been going on?
Well, it's more of the same, effectively, but fairly grim milestones globally at the moment. We're seeing the official rates of infection across the globe has now passed 2 million. What's concerning about that is that's effectively doubled over the last 2 weeks. So where you do see a flattening of the curve in a lot of countries, including Australia, it is still going up globally.
I'm having deja vu at the moment, Hamish, because I only remember literally a few weeks ago you saying it just ticked over a million.
Yep.
Yep. Now, if you look at the trends and you look at the actual worldwide curve, that's it's still going up at an alarming rate. I mean, the rate of infections, and also to countries that haven't been reporting accurately, they're now starting to. Yeah. Russia, and we've been talking about that. It's now reporting a significant increase. Yeah, yeah, old Uncle Vlad. Uncle
Annoying Uncle. You don't want it at any parties.
Exactly, exactly. Also, too, that means that the deaths have also risen 128,000 across the globe. The federal government's ruled out following Donald Trump's lead in halting payments to the World Health Organization over their response to the coronavirus. Trump said he'll halt their payments pending a review. He'd previously accused them of being too soft towards China and too slow to act. I mean, the government sort of agrees with that, but they're saying, well, yeah, defunding it's not necessarily the answer. Mm. And even the WHO Secretary General says that, we probably did a few things poorly wrong, and that'll come out in the fullness of time, but now is not the time to really do that.
Yeah.
Not right in the midst of the virus. Locally, promising news though, number of local cases have remained steady for the second straight day as well. Hunter, New England, still recording 276 cases at the moment. So that is still remaining steady. And also too, interesting to note that we've actually seen our biggest population decline since the start of Federation as a result of the coronavirus. Nearly 300,000 tourists, temporary workers and students have left Australia. That could double by next year. That's bigger than the sending troops overseas in World War One.
Wow.
It's absolutely huge. Mm. What's concerning about that too is there's an economic implication of this. It could erode consumer demand, and it's also evidence that we're heading into a recession in both the 80s and 90s and during the Great Depression. Two things really stood out, the big drop in net migration and a fall in fertility, and we're seeing both of those as well at the moment.
Wow, geez, worrying signs.
Yeah.
In terms of the economy.
This is really just the beginning of the pain that we're about to feel. Mm. Mm. Economy-wise.
You'd hope if they get out a vaccine quickly, I think things will turn around. But if they're just sort of using this, keeping people at home as a way of stopping it, and it does stop it even, then I think the pain will be a lot longer.
Yeah, and even countries that have relaxed restrictions, they're still seeing people staying away from shops, generally speaking. They're still socially distancing. There's still the mentality, the mindset that don't go around crowds.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if it becomes the norm, the social distancing, because I think a lot of people are going to be more self-aware. But also, Hamish, is there any update on vaccines?
Vaccines, there's a few medical research facilities all around the world that are working on vaccines, and there's some promising signs, but the problem with getting a vaccine is that you need to get regulatory approval, needs to go through a testing stage, it needs to be mass-produced, and that takes a very long time to do.
18 months.
Yeah, at least.
That's what they're saying.
So we can't sort of hold out hope for a vaccine at the moment. We can only do what we're doing, and that's preventative measures at the moment. So, and that's what governments are pinning their colours to.
No, thank you, sir. Appreciate
that. No worries,
guys. Up next, what's in Jade's box? We have a bottle of beautiful Hunter Valley Red to give away today. Give it a shake for us, Jade.
Here we go.
What's in Jade's box? Yourself a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley Red.
Crevo's such a smart aleck.
What just happened?
You just go, do you want to set up? And I was like, yeah, sure.
No, he didn't say sure. He just looked at me.
No, I didn't. You weren't listening.
Well, when we say set up too, we mean setting up the segment we're about to do.
Now we're talking over each other. Get in your lane.
You do it then, Maddie. Yeah, go on. Off you go.
We've got a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine to give away today. What's in Jade's box?
Jesus.
Give it a shake, please.
All right, here we go.
Shake in my box.
Have a good listen to that.
Makes me feel real nice.
What could it be? What was the first clue, Krivo?
It's attracted to hard things.
Ooh, all right. 13:10:09 if you want to play. Good morning, Murphy.
Hey, Murphy.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, so we've just been told you've had to come back from the USA and you had to quarantine back home here in Australia. Tell us about your experience. Were you just on holiday over in America or were you living there?
Yeah, I was over in Costa Rica having a blast.
Oh, doesn't that hurt you right in the guts? Well, you must have been having a great time. Costa Rica. Oh,
so how long were you over in Costa Rica before you had to come home?
I was over there for a month and a half, so I got my fun quota in.
It still sucks to have to cut it short, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it did a little bit, and it was a bit scary coming back. Everybody was a bit on edge, and, you know, Qantas and Jetstar were closing their flights, so it was kind of a bit of a rush.
How was the quarantine for the 14 days when you were home? Was it bearable?
It was. I was lucky enough to be at my mom's house, and they said, oh, you can't make any food for yourself, so... Mom.
I
Mom,
love that.
The safest thing, so that wasn't too bad.
Well, I tell you what, your wine stocks are probably pretty low at the moment, Murphy. So we've got a fresh bottle for you. What do you think's in Jade's box?
Yay, thank you so much.
No, you haven't won it
No,
yet.
You got to guess what's in Jade's box, Murphy.
Is it a magnet?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, well done. You've got that wine back.
What an absolute roller coaster. You lost the wine, you got it back again.
Sort of like your holiday.
I know. Thank you for playing today, Murphy. Appreciate that. What's in Jade's box? Back tomorrow, guys.
And we've interesting development over in New Zealand, guys, because Jacinta Ardern, their Prime Minister over there, and all the ministers, they're taking a 20% pay cut. For 6 months at this stage to show to those affected with the coronavirus outbreak over there that they're with them and they're all supporting each other as a country. But it's created a bit of a debate here whether our politicians and prime ministers and ministers should be basically taking a 20% pay cut as well.
ScoMo has said straight up no.
Well, he's on about 550 grand, roughly, that I just Googled. So, you know, taking in 20% pay cut, he'd only be on like 440,000. It's still a pretty good wicket.
Yeah, it's still awesome. Plus all the perks he gets.
Yeah. So on 13.10.09, we're going to discuss it further after this. Should all our Aussie politicians and ministers be taking a pay cut? 13.10.09. Give us your thoughts.
ScoMo and the gang. ScoMo and the gang.
Shoot, little haircut off the top. Little buzz cut.
There's not much
just to take a little. Just to a take little off.
6.26 news time and Trek New Roads next on UFM.
Jay, Maddie and Grevo, the Novos. Right across Newcastle.
I can't be more blunt about it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
3, 2, 1.
So on 13.10.09, should our politicians, ScoMo, and all the ministers be taking pay cuts? Because over in New Zealand, across the ditch, they're taking 20% pay cut. Jacinta Ardern, their PM, and all the ministers, which is pretty good, setting an example for the rest of the country.
Where do you sit on this, Maddie?
So I've been thinking about it.
Mm.
Unpopular opinion today. I actually think that Scott Morrison should keep his money.
Well, the argument that came to my mind for actually your side of things is that for the first time in a long time, they're probably doing a fair bit of work.
Exactly right.
I think normal times, they should have 20% off, and at the moment, they should get full pay.
So only jack them up in a pandemic.
Yep.
Do you know what? I don't, like, putting it out there, I don't agree with,
the pay they normally have?
I'm probably centre-left with my political views, so I'm not, like, hard right or anything, not the ScoMo's hard right, but I do honestly think that Jacinta Ardern, who's, you know, rather left-leaning, I think it's a bit of a political move that she's using. Okay, I think she's pulling out a political Trump card. I just don't...
To think, keep her in?
I don't think it's for the right reasons. Mm. I think it's so she appears to be popular.
She's very
to be doing the right thing.
Yeah, in her marketing herself.
Putting that aside, do you think it's a good idea, though? like
thinking of the country as a whole.
Forget about like whether you think it's a marketing move.
No, but you should get paid for what you deserve. And I think all the world leaders are working their butts off at the moment.
But a lot of people are taking pay cuts at the moment, though, like and just having to do the same work.
Well, it's not the same work. It's running a country during a pandemic, very different to what we're doing.
So, Crevo, you think they should be taking a pay cut?
I do think so. Yeah.
No.
Keep balance.
Give them their money. I think they're working for it at the moment.
Well, on 13:10:09, should all our Aussie politicians be taking a 20% pay cut at this time? Taking your call.
Excellent. Doing it after Matchbox 20, Real World at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle.
Well, I wonder what it's like to be the rainmaker. Wonder what it's like to know that I made the rain. I'd store it in boxes with little yellow tags on everyone. And you could come and see that when I'm done, when I'm done. I wonder what it's like to be a superhero. I wonder where I'd go if I could fly around downtown, yeah. From some other planet, I get this funky high on the yellow sun. Boy, I bet my friends will all be stunned, but they're stunned.
Matchbox 20, Real World Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Now, Jade, obviously 13:10:09 this morning, we're asking, should all Aussie pollies take a pay cut?
Yes, this is all based off Jacinta Ardern over in New Zealand, because she's now taken a 20% pay cut along with all her ministers, and now everyone's saying, Jacinta Ardern, let's do what she does. And now everyone over here wants pay cuts.
You know what? I think...
For the politicians.
I think she's got it right, because she's... What the politicians are asking us to be responsible and take pay cuts and stay home. A lot of people being moved to JobKeeper. They're getting less money. They have to do the same work. And, you know, we're accepting that as a population because it is for the greater good. It's time for them as a show to show, like, lead by example and take a pay cut as well. They earn a great amount of money. It's just 6 months. Just do it. It'll be a good, like... Leading by example.
You know what? I don't pretend to know what the politicians do on a daily basis, okay? So bear with me here. But I think our Prime Minister, ScoMo, I don't think he should be taking a pay cut, but maybe some of the people under him should be.
Okay. So my argument to this, right, is I think that the politicians at the moment, regardless of, you know, whether they're federal, state, or even local, I think they're all doing extra work. They're all working extremely hard, even down to just our local members, right? So they're taking more calls from their constituents. They're dealing with this pandemic on a local level. And I do think that they are doing their best at the moment. And I think it's just really pointless to have this in the debate. Like, why is it? Why are we even talking? Who cares if they get?
Because you can save a good amount of cash and use that for other things.
But is it a really good amount of cash, Creever? I think the government's done a pretty good job in terms of stimulus.
I'm not against, like,
and the money being spent. Do we?
I'm with Maddie. Like, I don't think they should be getting pay cuts, because I think if anyone's earning their money right now, it's those in the government who are working, making the hard decisions.
I
just think Jacinda Ardern doing this seems a little disingenuous to me. It doesn't seem on the level.
No, I disagree.
She likes a bit of international press coverage, old Jacinda Ardern.
Mm.
So I like her politically, but I think this is a bit of a...
She's smart when it comes to marketing herself and her campaigns.
Scoring points politically during a pandemic, not great.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's leading by example.
All right.
So on 13:10:09, do you think our Australian politicians should be taking a pay cut?
You are with the Novos. This isn't Q&A.
Yeah. Team Creebo or Team Maddie and Jade? You take your pick.
Nathan, how are you?
Yeah, good guys. Yourselves?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks for joining us. So what are your thoughts on this?
Well, as you were coming from a military background, out on the front line, they don't take a pay cut when they go into danger, nor do us essential workers that are still out working now, and our politicians are already on a good wicket when they're sitting around doing nothing. So yep, take a lot off them, including their pensions, and let's pay for this the right way out of the hip pockets of those that are earning the big bickies.
You say that, Nathan, and like I thank you for your service, of course, and this is said respectfully, but when you say they're sitting around doing nothing, I think that's just a bit of a cop-out comment sometimes that we all just fall back on. Oh, well, they're sitting around doing nothing anyway. Well, they're not doing nothing. They're running the country during the pandemic.
Yeah, they've got to make a lot of big decisions at the moment, but a lot of the time they have a pretty good wicket, like Nathan's saying.
I totally agree with that, but they're also working so much more than we are. Look at Scott Morrison. I mean, he's doing sometimes 18-hour days.
Yeah, well, this is where I disagree, though. Like, I know you just said, oh, they're sometimes doing nothing. They're always running the country. There's always something that's getting passed in Parliament or locally.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I just think...
That's just a purely thing on hating on politicians saying that.
Well, it is. I think it is. Like I said, we seem to fall back on that excuse when it comes to pollies a lot of the time, but they are doing stuff. Like, look at ScoMo, he's doing a great job, I think. And he's so tired. You look at him, he's drained, he's tired. He deserves the money he gets. And the wage isn't all that great for the job that he does.
You know what? $550,000, that's all it is.
Like, you say that's all it is. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but I don't know why I think
for a lot of work and pressure and responsibility, Creever, I think it scales, you know, accordingly.
And stress all the big decisions. But I was actually looking. Apparently, members of Parliament get $200,000. That's a big, big difference, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're doing a lot less than the Prime Minister.
Mm.
Anyway, there we go.
Another debate not solved.
That's what we do on this show.
There's a bit of a compromise to this, though. They have agreed to a pay rise freeze, so they're not taking any more. You know, they do regularly get wage increases, but they've agreed that they're going to freeze their wages.
See, I think that's fair.
So there you go. There you go. Might be a bit of a compromise there.
Yeah. That's good to hear.
At least they're not getting pay rises at this time. You can imagine how popular that would be.
But very different. Jeez, imagine that. There'd be riots.
That's it.
Coming up next, guys, you know I love our gardening chats here at the show. You guys have a great idea that you're going to talk about next. You want to bring a garden to work.
This is your idea.
We'll talk about it on the show tomorrow, guys. This was you yesterday. Don't pin this on us. You've got to be kidding.
So Maddie's been giving us crap for the last week, saying we talk too much gardening. But all of a sudden, Maddie's backflipped because he wants a work garden, which I think we're going to have to go into more detail in a second with.
I tried.
And I failed. You've got to pin it on us. You've got to be kidding.
6:45. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Sam Feld, Post Malone, live across Newcastle. Beautiful sunny day today. Tops of 30 on the coast. Currently 16 at Maitland. Great day to get out in the garden, right? Give me a home among the gum trees. With lots of gum trees. Yeah, so look, on the show the last couple of weeks, I have been giving you guys quite a bit of shit for talking about gardening constantly. You both have backyards, so you're able to get out and amongst Mother Nature.
Yeah.
I live in an apartment, and to be honest, I'm just sick of hearing about the gardening, but I did say to you guys yesterday, right?
And I couldn't believe
I was feeling a little bit left out. Because I don't have a backyard, I thought, let's make our workplace more zen and introduce some Mother Nature here at New FM.
Yep.
So I thought, let's do like a team garden.
Brilliant.
Here at work.
Secretly,
and grow some stuff.
It's to fill your void. It's really Maddie's garden with Jade and Crevo helping.
It was crazy because yesterday you were just like, look at these nice... You were just looking at Google imaging backyards. And I was like, what are you even doing there? Why are you doing that?
Well, that's a lie. I wasn't going that far. But I do want to make a little work garden here. Because I feel like as a member of this team, you know...
You want a shared interest, a shared hobby. That's fun.
That's very sweet.
I'm making an effort to try and be interested in the things that you two are. So here you are giving me crap about it. I just wanted to make a nice garden with you guys. Jade, you're the first one to jump on my throat this morning.
Because he tried to sell it. He tried to sell it as us, as our idea.
Yeah.
Well, are you against the idea?
I think it's great.
Make a beautiful little work garden here.
Yeah,
now, half of the grounds here are pretty crappy. I'm not going to lie. You know, we've got a lot of land, but also
so what are we aiming for? A strip?
Well, I just want like a good garden bed. And
I think what about a single raised bed?
Well, we need to decide as a team. Why are you looking at me like that, Jade?
I'm skeptical on this.
You just don't want to put in any work outside of your own
100%
home.
100%. I'll admit that.
So you're happy to sit here and punish me with your personal garden chat. But as soon as I want to do it with you guys together, there's a big issue.
I'm happy to do a single raised bed,
a single raised garden bed. Now, we need to decide what kind of flowers or plants that we're putting in this garden.
If we're putting anything in it, it's got to be stuff we can benefit from, at least, if we're going to put in the
what do you mean?
Outside of
you
our
You want to sell it and make some extra cash on the side of the road here
fruit and veg?
At Maitland Road.
I think veg is good.
No, well, I want a mixture. Flour.
Maddie, you love eating food. Think about the fresh veggies you can take home.
Junk food.
You can't deep fry a cauliflower.
No, there's veggies on pizza.
Yeah, that's true. So what are your thoughts, Crevo? Mr. Veggie Man.
All right, I've been having a think about
Flower
it.
Flower pot man.
We could
man.
Do a couple of, like we could do some winter veg and then a couple of flowers throughout it, which helps with the pollination, means you get better yield as well. Plus, it'll fill your desire to have some flowers.
I do like that. Jade, are you going to donate any plants to the cause, any offcuts from your poison ivy garden?
I only have, vines, really.
Well, Crevo did Crevo came up with a very good idea yesterday, which I was quite into. He goes, let's do like the long prank and get an out of control vine, and when we leave, we'll just leave it overgrown on the building.
Said, we have a left here. I wanted to re-dig up the plants and take them with me.
Yeah, I thought that was quite negative, Jade, actually. You need to be more positive in life.
Put the good stuff out there in the world and leave it there.
Yeah, Jade's like, I'm not making it nice for somebody else to enjoy. Please. Oh, well, we're going to start all working on this garden.
This little raised garden bed, couple of veg.
Start
perfect.
Small.
Yeah.
Don't say
get
that.
Get bigger.
Lazy girl. Lazy.
This is, you know why? Because it's a fad. You go through little phases and let's be honest, and then within probably 2 weeks, you'll neglect the plants and they will die, or it'll become a Crevo and I project.
You have no proof of this.
You do like a phase.
I do like a phase, but I'm into this one.
Okay.
Oh,
all
really
right.
Into this one.
It's like when our child's asking us for a pet and we say, well, look, first you've got to grow a plant, and if you can keep it alive, then you can get a puppy.
Look after a hermit crab for 6 months and we'll see how we're going.
Hermit crab?
Yeah, it's like the pet you start with, you know, and
is
build
it really
your way.
Like
yeah,
a goldfish
I had
was.
A hermit crab.
Really?
There you go.
Mm. Oh, there you go. Producer Jackson sent a note through. No, we cannot put that in the garden, Jackson. Thank you. 3 minutes to seven. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. And on 13:10:09 this morning, we're talking what bit you and where.
Especially if you got bit on the bits. They're our favourite types of calls. Ooh.
10 points if you have one of those. In fact, if you've got bit on the bits, bottle of wine.
Really?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We're live and loose.
Well, 13:10:09. Jade, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, hey, thank you. Welcome to the show. So what bit you and where?
Oh, look, when I was a child in the 90s, we did a little family weekend away down to the Blue Mountains, and we stopped at El Caballo Blanco, which was... like an equine performance of Spanish dancing horses.
Oh, wow.
Well, that sounds exotic.
yeah, at the end.
What an interesting thing to go to. Come on, kids, we're going to go watch some Spanish equestrian.
Oh, look, I was horse-fat at the time. So
okay, well, that makes
that's
sense.
Sweet.
Yeah, and at the end of the show, there was a bit of a farm animal petting bit out the back, and I was just doing what the other kids were doing and feeding the animals and petting, and I... got attacked and bitten by a donkey on my arm.
Now, oh, my God.
There's a story for the ages.
I know. Well, I haven't forgotten. Well,
donkeys are vicious.
Well, yeah, it just put its head through the fence and latched onto the top of my arm. And it was wintry and I had a big jacket and it still managed to put its teeth through and take a nice chunk out my arm. So,
oh, my God.
Did you need stitches?
No, just some nice big teeth marks and skin pulled back.
Do you have the scar still, Jay?
Not really. I've broken that arm a couple of times since, so No, I don't. I do have a nice tetanus shot, though, while we're away for our long weekend.
Bloody donkeys.
I know.
Bloody donkeys.
Not something I'd ever thought I'd say on the show.
Thank you, Jay. What a great story.
let's go to Jason. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Really good.
Hey, Jason.
Hello.
So tell us what bit you and where.
Well, I took my daughter to swimming lessons when she was about two, and at the end of the thing where I was standing all in a circle with all the mums, they were all dunking their daughters under the water. And when it got to my daughter, she didn't want to, so she clamped onto my neck.
Oh, my God.
And she bit me on the neck and wouldn't let go. So for about 3 weeks, I had an imprint of her dental records on my shoulder.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, naughty girl, but getting bloody grounded after that, I'd imagine.
What's your daughter's name?
Alexandra.
Wow. Alexandra. Well, do you have a joke that she's a little vampire in the family?
No. She's older now, but I had to hold her nose tight so she couldn't breathe, so she'd open up her mouth and let me go.
Jason.
That's kind of unbelievable, isn't it?
I love that. In a pool as well. Not great.
No, not ideal.
Thank you for that, Jason. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Janelle. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. I'm on my way home from work, so...
Oh, nice one. Well, tell us, what bit you and where?
I got bitten by a redback spider. Very Australian. It was right on the bum.
Where was? How did you manage to get bitten on the bum by a redback?
We were at lunchtime, and there were these sort of like bench seats bolted to the brick walls going right around the building, and gaps in between the bench seats, and I sat down and must have been in one of the gaps. And as soon as I sat down, and I jumped back up because it really hurt, and then I looked down and I thought, oh no.
Janelle, redbacks are a fear that I've lived with since I was a child. Because when you're a kid, you're told that don't let a redback bite you because you'll die.
Yeah.
Which you can, of course, if left untreated. But what did it feel like? Was it, like, out of 10, how painful was it?
Probably about a 10.
Jeez, yeah. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Is it like more of a burning sensation?
Yeah, it was. It was just probably felt like a bee sting, I guess. A really bad bee sting. But I just went back to class and immediately started getting stomach cramps, and so I was sent to the nurse, and because it was on the inside of my butt cheek,
yeah,
so it was close to other things, so I was pretty lucky, but the nurse couldn't find the bite, so she just sent me to the sick bay, and my mum picked me up and she took me to the hospital, and that was the Newcastle hospital, but they didn't believe me because I didn't have the spider with me, but because I had similar symptoms, and
the
MARTA, and they put me in intensive care for 18 hours.
Wow, 18
Jeez.
Hours.
So how old were you at the time? Sorry.
I was 12 or 13.
Jeez. Yeah.
Terrible.
And the nurse said, don't worry, no one's ever died from a red back, and I just went, okay. And then she said, oh, hang on a minute, a 10-month-old baby did. And I started to panic. And
what a story, Janelle. Thank you. Wow. And thank you've scored yourself a bottle of wine.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. We'll go to one more. Yep. Let's go to a different Jason. How you doing?
Jason. I'll see. Jason got bit on the penis.
Oh, I was really looking forward to that story.
There we go, eh?
Yeah. Oh, well, Janelle's happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great, amazing story.
Getting bitten by a redback.
In between the cheeks.
Oh.
They couldn't find the bite.
Right up in there.
Jade.
Yeah.
Have you got something to tell us?
No, I don't think so.
You received a magazine here at the station yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Mummy Monthly.
Yes, it's Mummy Monthly.
Last time I checked, you weren't a mother. Are you pregnant?
No.
I don't believe you.
Because of the magazine?
Well, we're going to unpack this next, but okay. we've picked up on a few signs. I think you might be keeping this from us.
Okay, all
I
right.
I have a feeling you might be pregnant.
Okay, we'll delve into that.
We're
in
getting
a sec.
Into it next. 7:17 with the Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo when you wake up.
Fresh music from Green Day. That song is called Oh Yeah. Rate the music now, newfm.com.au, to walk away with a chance of a Westfield shopping spree, guys. Jade, you've got something to tell us, don't you? Oh, the big announcement. I'm so excited right now.
I feel really bad to disappoint you.
I feel like you're pregnant.
I'm not, though. I'm not. This is because a magazine got delivered to the station yesterday, Mummy Monthly.
Why did you get that? Why did you order that?
I don't know. I didn't order it.
I disagree. It turned up randomly. The receptionist walks in Crevo yesterday with a big yellow package addressed to Jade. Very specific as well. It was like Jade Leader, the Novo's new FM breakfast announcer. So it had all of the details there. Now, I know Jade loves a little freebie, but I thought, what a random magazine to get for free, Mummy Monthly.
Mm. What's the sticker price on the front?
$9.99
I think it was, yeah.
So it's a glossy. It's a proper glossy
very
magazine.
Thick. Actually, great. There's recipes in it. I actually sat down and had a good read through. Lots of exercises in it.
You were doing some exercises yesterday, weren't you?
I was inspired, all thanks to the magazine.
So, a couple of things have been said off air lately, Jade. And
yeah.
This is why I'm starting to think that you're keeping it a secret. And knowing you, you love a big dramatic reveal. So
that's,
I thought,
that's
you know,
true.
Ruin it for me.
We've got to ruin it for you today. You just need to reveal it now. But you did say that you and Ben had quite an in-depth conversation about whether or not you'd want to know the sex of said baby.
Well, because I said this before, that I like the idea of getting a surprise. I'm happy. There's, you know, I'm 30-something. I don't want to, you know, at this age, there's not many surprises left in life, you know. Most of the fun stuff has already happened.
So you're a control freak, so I that puzzles me as to why you would like the surprise. Because, you know, well, knowing just, you'd want the room decorated, the outfits purchased.
We can just do rainbow-themed.
Poor
you know,
child.
The boy wouldn't know if it was in pink, yellow, green, or orange.
I totally agree with that. That's why I think you just paint the room white like any other room.
Boring.
But the question is here, the much larger question, why are you even having this conversation?
Well, which this one right now?
No, with Ben, with your husband.
Because we were in David Jones and
leads into my next point.
We're walking past because Ben said, oh, sometimes I can fit into the boys' clothes. I said, okay, let's just.
When you
what is wrong with him?
There's a twist.
You're
to
trying
the story
to get.
I can. I told you. You didn't believe me. I can sometimes fit into little girls' stuff though too.
You're trying to get Jackson to hand down his clothes to your husband, and now he's wanting to buy little boys' clothes. Are they cheaper? What's the go?
Well, cheaper, and we can fit into kids' clothes. Like,
is it like
a little girl 16
Rip Curl for kids?
For me, well, we wanted to look at the board shorts because all the men's ones had all gone. So we were going through the boys' section, and then I. Then we came across the little baby area and I had to stop because there were so many cute outfits. I said, oh, Benny, would you want to know? I said, look at this. It's adorable. And then Ben said, yes, he would want to know. And I was like, whoa, we didn't have a conversation because it'll be a debate in our household.
We had a caller on the show yesterday that revealed her daughter was pregnant and she didn't know until like a week before she gave birth because it was very, discreet.
Unfortunately, I would know because I'm 153 centimetres. Any weight I put on in a second.
It might be a tiny little baby. You don't know. So who gets to be the godfather? Crevo or I?
I like it how we're the only options.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jackson.
Godparents.
Do you know what
and
really?
Hamish?
Hey, I feel like Hamish would be the more responsible 100%. Godparent. You know, teach him some good life skills.
Yeah.
I'll just be the fun one.
You can have as many as you want.
Yeah, Jackson would spoil the child.
Yeah.
And Crevo would, I don't know, put him into child labour and get
come
him working
here,
in
work
the shed.
Work on the farm.
It's not polished enough.
Well, look, sorry to burst your bubble, but no, I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
All right.
You'll be the first to know, okay? Second.
Even before Benny, which is weird. Benny doesn't know this yet, but.
Do you know what? I've had this conversation wrapping this up before. Jade's like, I would tell my mum first.
Did I
say said that to me before.
Yeah, I probably would.
And then us, then Benny.
No, I didn't. I can't remember that conversation.
Oh, God, you're with the Novos. Going international next, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. So our podcast, obviously, it's online. Check it out, Spotify or Google, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get it. We've got access to the website where it's hosted, and we've noticed we've got a lot of listeners from other countries.
Mm.
One of the ones which is increasing, like shooting up the ranks at the moment, is India. So we thought we'd call some of the cities listed on the back end of this website and try and find some of our listeners.
All right.
I love this.
Doing that next. It's 729 Roads and News next in UFM.
Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
UFM. Ignition. 3, 2, 1.
So Jade got up before and she's like, I'm just going to go for a walk.
Just for a wander. Where is she? Who knows?
I think she might be out meeting Happy Mobile Cafe.
God, she's in her own world sometimes. She needs to be here. Hey, up next, very exciting. We're continuing our series of talking to our international listeners because, Crevo, our podcast, we're getting some decent hits overseas, aren't
That's
we?
That's right. So we've got access to the back end of the website and we can see all the countries that are listening. One that's been quickly climbing the ranks is India. I guess a lot of people over there, maybe because they are in lockdown, they're looking through different podcasts, coming across ours and going, hey, let's give this a go.
Well, Singapore was our second most listened to country.
Yeah.
After Australia, of course. But then now, India's overtaken Singapore as number two.
A big powerhouse of listening to the Novos.
Who would have thunk it, you know?
I know.
Our little show here in Sandgate, New South Wales.
Yeah, is going all over the world. I've noticed one of the top cities, because we can see cities as well, in India that's listening is Jaipur. So what we thought we'd do is call up Jaipur and try and track down some of our listeners there and find out why they're loving the Novo so much.
So we did call Jaipur yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say straight up, very hard to understand.
The phone line quality isn't great, but it's still worth having to listen to because it's quite cool what we managed to do.
All right, going to do that straight after. Shania Twain, That Don't Impress Me Much, in New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. Shania Twain, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM, 7:42. Beautiful sunny day today. Tops of 30 on the coast, 29 at Maitland and the Valley right now. It's time to go over to India for the Novos International.
I'm not supposed to be famous.
I'm not either, for sure.
Yeah.
I am. Mr.
Worldwide. We are so far away from home right now.
The Novos on New FM. Have you heard of that?
Sorry, I don't understand what you want. What is, sorry?
What is your name?
Name?
Your
name? Yes.
Angelina.
So you listen to Bollywood music then, I'm guessing?
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please make sure you have the correct area code.
This is our opportunity to try and track down our international listeners. We've noticed on the back end of the website, we got heaps of them in all different countries, totally random. India at the moment, a lot of people listening over there, and we've noticed one of the top cities is Jaipur.
Yeah.
We can't get a billboard in Newcastle, but maybe we can swindle a billboard in India.
Well, they'd be cheap at the moment because no one's allowed out
well, that's
to see
true.
Them.
But start listening to our podcasts online. Spotify, was it Apple Podcasts? Just search
anywhere.
The Novos.
Yep.
Easy.
So, Crevo, we did go over to the city of Jaipur yesterday. To be honest, I didn't get the guy's name. He talks very fast. But very interesting chat. Shall we play it?
Yeah,
let's
roll
do
the
it.
Tape. Here we go.
Good morning, ABC Rajputana Luxury Collection Hotel. How am I, sister?
Yes, hello. How are you today?
Hello. I'm very good, sir. How can I help you?
Yeah. Just a couple of questions for you. We're calling from a radio station in Australia. It's called Newcastle, New South Wales, New FM.
Have you heard of us?
I'm afraid I haven't, sir. I will check with my manager when once he's here at the hotel about your agency. If I may know what concern you have, sir, with regards to your property, I'll be happy to assist you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we were just calling to see if you're listening to us because we have a podcast and it turns out that a lot of people there where you are listening to us and we thought we'd give you a call and say hello and thank you.
Have you been listening to the Novos in Jaipur?
Sir, I'm afraid I haven't been listening and I'm afraid the information is not available with me readily at the lobby. Is it with regards to perhaps marketing of the hotel, sir? I can perhaps give you the number of the sales and marketing manager. I'm sure he'll be able to facilitate any assistance that you might require.
Not unless we can get some free accommodation, we can go stay there.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Can we speak to the marketing department?
Question, what kind of music do you play in your hotel? Do you put the local radio station on or do you play a Spotify playlist?
So there is no particular, mechanism that we use in terms of playing music here at the hotel.
Do you,
I'm sure your channel is pretty popular there as well.
Okay, cool.
So they are listening to Spotify, so maybe that's where some of these downloads are coming from.
Yes, perhaps. Perhaps people are coming to the hotel with advertisements on Spotify.
Oh, thank you.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to pop your phone out of your pocket and go to... Can you go to Spotify for us?
Spotify?
Can you go to Spotify? Can you open Spotify right now for us?
Yes, sir. So I'll open this. How can I push it?
Okay, so go to the search bar and type THE... The space, yes. Novos, Novos. If you type that in, you'll see our podcast.
Yes, I can see it. It's the Novos. Well, it's recommended to me. So am I speaking to the Novos?
Yeah,
yeah, you're speaking to us. Hello.
It's an absolute delight talking to you, sir. Thank you so much. Can you just prove that you've actually done it?
Can you explain the cover photo of the podcast?
Sure. So it says New FM 105.3. It has a photograph of two very good-looking men and a very lovely lady.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Wasn't he nice?
He loves you, Jade. Yeah. Number one fan over there. Ooh,
a very lovely lady. But he was what a gentleman.
And he was very good.
You know, of all the people we have called, because we do call random people in random countries, I'm going to go with most polite.
Yeah, he was up for a good chat. Yeah.
Old mate in Oman last time. Oh, what a piece of crap he was. Yeah. So rude. Yeah, terrible customer service.
Yeah, this guy, absolute legend.
Oh, well, there we go. We're going to another country next week.
Yeah.
I think we're going to Thailand next.
Very excited for that.
Me too.
Excellent. All right, coming up after this, Jade, Crevo.
Yes.
We've got a few theories about him lately, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been talking about you. All nice things.
And then
this theory came up between Maddie and I that we think you're really, really secretly rich.
Oh, I wish.
that's the typical
that's
line.
That's what they always say. Play it down. Millionaires always do.
Bill Gates. Oh, mate, you must be super rich now. I wish. I need to sell a few more computers.
I think it's time for my weekly stitch up, by the sounds of it.
Maybe. We've got a few facts that I think are really going to put the nail in the coffin. Rich, so we're going to do it after this.
Richie Rich Crevo up next to the FM 747. Currently 19 degrees at Maitland. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. And we've got a bit of an expose to do on Crevo right now.
Mm-hmm. So I've been thinking about this for a while. And
she has. It's been a topic of conversation rolling around for a month, maybe.
A month!
A good at solid least. Month.
What a stitch up. At I can't least. Believe this.
So I've been talking to Maddie about all my theories about you, Crevo, because you're a bit of a dark horse, a mystery man. And so,
really?
And yeah, and you know what? All these facts, these little things I've picked up about you over the last 2 years, I started saying to Maddie, wheeling him out, and Maddie's like, you know
she
what,
she basically
Jade?
Thinks you're bawling. Yeah, right. You've got cash coming out of every orifice.
I wish.
He's like, Crevo is a rich man, after I pointed all these things out.
This is so ridiculous, can I just say up front?
Yeah, I don't know.
We've compiled a very comprehensive list here of, of proof that you are, in fact, a rich man posing as an everyday Joe.
Yeah. Only.
So, all right, first one, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You like jazz music. Only rich people like jazz music.
I do like jazz music.
How many times has he said, I don't go home and listen to it? You know, anything but jazz.
Yeah.
It calms me down.
When I'm having a gin, I like to listen to jazz at home.
I like to listen to jazz.
Mm. He also likes to sip. On liquor, on fine liquor.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Fine wine.
You've got perfect proof so far.
So far, you go over to
Crevo's house and he always cracks out the bottle of the really nice red.
And you always have the expensive stuff. You only buy, you know, the cases of wine at a time. Not many people can do that.
We never buy cases of wine.
Oh, no. I've seen you go out there and buy six bottles, half a dozen.
I'll buy six.
Half a case.
More,
still.
The proof rolls
more
on,
than
Jay.
Most. Yes.
More than most. One bottle of whispers. All right, girl.
You hate Cadbury chocolate.
Which must mean you're rich.
Yes.
So ridiculous. I mean, I'm not a fan. I prefer a lint. I don't hate it, but I prefer lint or Ferrero Rocher.
Now, just pausing for a moment. Now, when you are rich and you do like all these finer things in life...
If only I was rich.
Go.
Well... It's just the thing, he can afford it, can't he?
Yeah.
If you like, you know, you're your mint chocolate.
You're not eating the pleb Cadbury Dairy Milk if you can eat the, you know...
It's not that expensive.
Rich man's lint.
Continue, Maddie.
You know a prince in India?
Who you've hung out
an
with?
An Indian prince. You're friends with an Indian prince. Maybe that's who is listening to our podcast over in India.
Well, that is possible.
Is he a real prince?
Like, yeah, he's a real prince in a castle? He owns a palace. I've only been to his country
What's his name?
Rupendra.
Rupendra.
Hear that? He's only been to his country house. Who knows
what
a prince?
What do you talk about with a prince?
He likes to talk about... Oh, he's pretty good chat, actually.
Can we get him on the show?
Unlikely. Oh, maybe.
What's the wealth from in his family, other than being a prince?
Well, that's it. He hasn't really done a job.
Oh, but there you go.
He's wealthy.
See?
Not me.
Rolling with the princes of the world.
You studied modern art at university?
Totally untrue.
No, you did. You said you, because I've seen...
No.
Yeah, when you were giving me a tour of your lovely home, you told me that you did those art on the wall at uni, and you said you like modern art.
Them, yeah. I didn't study art.
That's a Jade fact, that one. You flopped at that.
All
you're
right.
Sacked.
One.
The next one, granddad was an architect. I don't think that means he's rich, Jade.
Yeah,
that's a silly
that's
one.
True.
Architects make good money. Thank you very much. So, wealth in the family passed down. Your mother actually was an artist. Now, artists are very rich. And she had an exhibition in New York,
well, that's true.
See?
You like eating French food?
Well, that's true. I do like French food.
And on that note, when you went to France last year, a nice Christmas holiday in England and France.
In an English
and Paris,
manner.
You visited a friend and stayed there.
Owns a mansion, more like it. How many rooms did it have?
Oh, I don't even know. Lost
count. Too many to count, right?
Look, it's all adding up,
and
isn't it?
I think this one really is the clincher here.
Oh,
yes.
Here we go.
You gave up your high-paying job as a financial advisor to take a much less-paying career in radio, so you've obviously got the money to support yourself.
Oh,
and, you know, you can take the hit of that massive pay cut.
Family have got, you know, investments for you.
That's
owns
not
a farm.
True. Not true.
He said plays it off as a hobby farm. We all know. They have an old train carriage on the farm that their, you know, lucrative market as an Airbnb.
It's currently under renovation.
Oh, there you go. I think we've proven our point there.
Yeah, I think you have.
Do you want to admit it?
No, it's not true. It's a whole bunch of worthless evidence.
Well, you know what? We'll let everyone make their own minds on that.
Yeah, you can. Go for it.
Hit Crevo up.
I wish I was rich.
News time with Hamish and checking your roads next at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle.
Hey, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle.
What a very fun weekend. I got all Jamie Jury on my place and stripped down, just walked around doing the gardening, drinking some gin.
Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos. 3, 2, 1.
Another break and more weird stuff out of Jade's mouth. she's demanding to see mine and Crevo's feet after the show. Why?
You've already seen mine.
I've never seen Maddie's feet, and
she's
I'm just curious.
Why do you always keep your feet hidden away? They're called shoes, Jade. You wear them to work.
Well, I'm always in flip-flops.
Yeah, because you're unprofessional.
No, I'm not.
You shouldn't wear flip-flops to work
in the
first place.
Should be closed shoes.
We work in radio.
Doesn't matter.
I can wear whatever I want.
The office environment.
The rest of the office staff have to wear closed shoes. So should you.
No, I shouldn't. I never have been given a grooming guidelines form in my employee packet. So, you know what? Free for all. That's what I say.
Anyway, sure you can look at my feet, Jay.
And you know what?
Thank you.
Fine. It's very weird, though.
You've missed a minor detail of this chat, Maddie, because then you were saying your feet are a bit wide, and Jade said, do you want me to bind them for you? foot bindings, that old practice they used to use in like China and Japan, that they'd like tie them up so they'd become really narrow. It's
God,
really
you're shallow at times.
It's really bad for you. Like, it's terrible.
Oh,
for
it was
your feet.
Horrible. They don't do it anymore. But back then, it
but
was
you
a sign
to
of
do it to me.
It was a sign of beauty and grace
to have narrow feet.
To have narrow feet. Thank God they don't do it anymore. But
Matt Jade will do it to you
only if he was insecure.
Only if you let him out.
I'm
and
here
show
for you.
Her.
That's what friends do.
What are you going to use, an hockey strap?
You're not paying for binding materials.
I'll come up with a different sort of material.
Duct tape.
No, I'm sure you've got lovely feet, but I just want to see them, that's all.
Okay, very odd.
Thank you.
Foot fetish over here.
Whatever you're into.
But guys, a lot of people are into Home and Away, and obviously it stopped filming at the moment. Sets have all closed down. It's been suspended. So a lot of people worried that Home and Away isn't going to be coming back to their screens, even to the point where Sam Frost, who is a star on the show, has said that Home and Away may be no more.
Well, as if she's
on the other side of COVID-19.
She's a minor character on the show.
Okay, good riddance.
She's your mate, Jade. Jade loves Sam Frost.
I think she's beautiful. I've actually watched a couple of episodes of Home and Away with, and she did great acting.
Another blonde girl in radio. Isn't that what you said last time?
That's not what I said. You're putting words in my mouth. I like her. Support women.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But 13-10-09, should Home and Away be axed?
It's
because
had
a lot
its
of people,
day.
Yeah, like Crevo.
It's had its that. Day.
You've
get
got
something fresh
it.
On there. Get a new show on. Use the resources for something new and fresh.
Think about
no more.
The pop,
goodbye.
Think about the pop culture moments Home and Away has given us over the years, guys.
Yeah, when was the last one? Years ago. Because it's stale now.
Well, just quietly, I want to know how long. It's been on air since 1988.
Man, it's plenty of time. Time for a fresh new... fresh new show, that's what I say.
All right, well, taking your calls next. Home and Away, should we axe it off the television?
Gone.
Taking your calls after Dermot Kennedy, outnumbered at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. 105.3 New FM, this is the Novos, J. Maddie Crevo, it's 8.15. Hey, guys, Home and Away, you know what? It's given us plenty of massive pop culture moments and lovable characters such as Colleen Smart. Over the years, we have a few Colleen Smarts at the station here.
Always popping their face in and going...
Because it's a great Aussie character.
It's all right. It's had its day, though.
No.
Get rid of the old... It's like an old dog, you know? It's
had
its...
You didn't just say that.
It's had its day.
You flaming mongrel Crevo. You flaming galah.
Play the opener, though. 13-10-09, should Home and Away be axed? This is what we're asking this morning because obviously there's fears that due to COVID-19, the show's not going to come back. They have had a decline in ratings.
Yeah.
And the thing is they've already suspended, working on set. So it's looking pretty dire for the show after, I think, 32 years on air.
You know they've lost the coup, right, when Alf Stewart, recent storyline, remarries his wife from the show, like, that was his wife on the show in the 80s.
Did he? Elsa?
Oh, no, Elsa's dead.
Elsa's dead. Elsa's oh, she
dead.
Is.
Yeah, yeah. But he did have...
It wouldn't surprise me if they brought someone back to life.
There were, when Elsa died, like, 5 years later,
yeah.
Alf had a brain tumour, I think it was,
yeah.
And he kept having visions of Elsa, and she was, like, evil.
Oh.
Like, and he thought she came back to life, but she didn't, and it was just...
That was a, wow. That was a way to keep her on the payroll. It was like, oh, we'll do some scenes, but you'll be a ghost.
Judy Nunn or something, I think her name was.
Well, you know, Sam Frost, who plays Jasmine Delaney on the show, she's come out saying the future looks very uncertain. As it balls the fallout. Yeah. Sorry, it battles the fallout.
Did you say as the balls fall
yeah,
out?
I did. Fallout from COVID-19. So, who knows, guys?
Use the cash for a new show. Get something fresh and new and fun happening.
Criminal show, another Law and Order.
Anything. Just
yawn.
Anything.
Yawn.
Let's go to the phones. Nobody calls because nobody cares.
They do. 13-10-09. Should Home and Away be axed? Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. No, don't exit. I love it.
Trish, you've got nothing better to do than watch Home and Away at 7 o'clock. Wouldn't you like another show?
Something fresh.
No, but I like it. My daughter likes it because she's 30 and my grandkids watch it as well.
Have you watched it since the beginning, Trish?
No, I did have a break for a while. Probably about a year when Brex and all that was on there.
Okay.
So I've been watching it again now, for ages. And one of my friends was going to take me down to Sydney to the set where they make it and all that there.
Wow, okay.
Oh, so you're like next level obsessed.
You're a massive fan.
Yeah, I'm a massive, massive fan, yeah.
So
I've looked him up on Facebook, out of his friends and everything, but not that they've answered me, but yeah.
Hey,
so.
Trish.
Now, Trish.
Stalker level.
Trish, I'm just thinking, you're a single lady, right?
Yes, yeah. I have been married, but I'm single now, yeah.
Alf Stewart, does he turn you on?
Blame in hell, no, but he's a good gee.
He's a good sort.
Is there anyone?
I think he's all right.
Who's been like the hottest character for you, Trish, over the years?
Ooh, Vinny, VJ.
No, I'd say it'd be Robbo, the one that just left the show. And then he went on Celebrity Get Me Out of You, apparently. So,
were you watching that?
Yeah, I did watch it.
I thought you'd like Alf and his bait shop. You know, he's a stand-up kind of guy.
Then he's reliable.
And then you've got Irene. I mean, Irene's been battling the booze for the last 15 years. I like Irene.
A long battle.
Yeah, they're all good, but, you know, and then they are bringing new characters into it all the time, but.
Do you like Sam Frost's character, Trish?
Yeah, I like her. And
she's
I like
great.
Ziggy. I really like Ziggy and Dean as a couple.
Do you remember?
God, you love this show, don't you?
Do you remember Colleen Smart?
Yes.
Wasn't she annoying?
She's annoying, but she's funny.
Do you have anyone in your life like that's a Colleen Smart, Trish, that just knocks on the door randomly?
I've got a few people that I like Colleen Smart.
Trish.
Only me, Trish.
Well, thanks, Trish.
Thanks, Trish.
It's got to stay. It's got to stay for Trish.
I just like playing the Colleen Smart.
I know you do.
It's your favourite thing ever.
And like I've said before, adults out there, Alf Stewart Doodleburger, it's fantastic. If you know, you know. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's very funny.
Right. Thanks, Maddie.
Adults only on that one, I think. Yeah. What's the Goss is up next. Jackson, what do we have on the way?
I've not prepared anything.
That's all right.
I'll do it to you, my man.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, excellent.
I'll work something out.
8:20 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Grevo. The Novos. UFM. The Novos. What's the Goss?
Oh, Crevo, special edition of What's the Goss.
Yeah.
Jackson, can you get your scoreboard out? Out of 10, you need to rate Crevo's gossip today.
Yeah, I can do that. I don't want to make him cry, though. I'm a pretty harsh critic. I'm sure he'll do well, though.
That's all right. Here we go.
All right, kicking things off, your favourite celebrity, Maddie and Jackson, Smellin' DeGeneres, has joined Leo in this all-in challenge. Now, have you guys heard of this?
No.
So, basically, a bunch of these big celebs are giving $1 million donation to coronavirus relief, right? Ellen is also chipping in the chance to co-host her show.
Trust. She doesn't want to spend her own money, so she offers to... use the spotlight.
So they make a donation and then they can host her
show. You got a chance at co-hosting the show. So anyone who donates $25 or more is in like a lottery to co-host the Smellin' DeGeneres show.
Right, so I thought you were only meaning celebrities. So even I donated...
if you did 25 or more to this corona, it's the all-in challenge, this coronavirus relief.
How about Ellen matches dollar for dollar with every donation as well?
Well, that'd be better. I mean, she's put up $1 million, though, so that's at least something.
That's a week.
It's a tax write-off.
3 days
though,
of work for her. What a disgrace she is.
Hey, she's helping out everyone out.
Do you know what would raise a lot of money?
What?
If everyone in the world got behind a campaign to say, if we reach, say, $10 million, Ellen DeGeneres becomes a recluse.
You'd get the 10 mil real quick.
Meanie pants.
All right, moving on. Do you guys remember the big documentary on Netflix, Fyre Festival? This was, of course, this con man who created a music festival on a tropical island. All turned out to be fake.
Yeah, I do.
And, like, he'd only bought, like, a few little tents and, like, he conned everyone out of tons of money, right? So this main guy behind it obviously got put in jail. He got caught out. 6 years in prison, in federal prison. He's trying to get early release because of fears over COVID-19. Mm. So he's trying to get himself to serve out the rest of the sentence at home.
In isolation.
Yeah, from one con to another. I don't think so, mate. You don't have a chance.
You know what? At least you're smart thinking of it and giving it a go. Times like these, anything's possible.
You admire his wily. Anyway, it doesn't look good for him. I don't think he's going to get out on that one. Moving along to locally, Carl Stefan Novick, right? You guys know about his... There's been these rumours circulating that he's dyeing his hair now, like, to a different shade.
I saw it. Actually, I had that thought when I was watching the show yesterday, and I saw him with his mug up there, and I thought, he's dyeing his hair.
Now, Maddie, you hate a middle-aged man dyeing their hair, right? This is one of your pet hates. However, he's saying the reason it looks darker is they've put him in a different studio due to COVID fears, and they're using different lighting.
So Carl Stefanovic has a history of hiding up his hair issues. So he got hair plugs.
Yeah, he dropped 50 G's on that.
Dropped 50 G's on hair plugs. And Richard Reed, the old gossip guy on the show, he revealed all of it in this interview. And he's like, Carl was really, like, sensitive. He used to have spray on hair. So it would not surprise me if Carl has, in fact, dyed his hair. He's got the young hot missus now, so he needs to,
keep
appearances. Semi-good.
Anyway.
Very good.
Oh, well, there you go.
Blames the studio lighting. I guess it'll all come out in the fullness of time, though, whether it's true or not.
Producer Jackson, out of 10.
Very good. I feel threatened. I'll give you a 9.
Nine?
That's pretty good.
Don't do that.
It's because you had international and local. Smart man.
The latest with Hamish after the news and Love It or Loathe It before 9 o'clock here at New FM. Good morning.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos. The
Novos.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what? I've just been going through the depths of your old SoundCloud, Jade, whilst we've been sitting here. God, you've got some interesting things on there.
It is a bit of a treat, isn't it? Isn't it?
Treat yourself. If you love a bit of singing.
You're quite a good singer.
You're a good singer.
Little bit of singing. Old interviews from 2015. Daryl Summers is up there. My thrilling interview with Daryl Summers from Hey Hey.
Was it awkward?
No, I actually enjoyed
chatting to him.
It was a good chat. I tried to make
the worst. Your cover of Lady Gaga, Million Reasons. Let's turn it up.
Oh, okay.
I think it's quite good, Jade.
You're a good singer, Jade.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, she's giving me the eyes.
Were you playing guitar as well?
No, I can't play guitar. I wish I could.
I think you sound good, Jade. I'm just showing you off.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was all right. I don't know. Thank you. I'll take a compliment.
Take the compliment. You sound good. What's the Little Mermaid song you sing on there as well? Very good.
I can't remember the Little Mermaid song.
No, the one Under the Sea?
No, it's not Under the... I don't know the name of the song.
Anyway. Up next is the latest with Hamish, everything COVID-19. We're going to check in with him next. 8:41. Right now, Tones and I Never Seen the Rain at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos. The latest with Hamish.
And we're getting all the latest updates on COVID-19 with Hamish. What's new, my man?
Well, thank you, Jade. I'll take it from here.
gosh. Serious segment.
I know. Sorry, getting a little delirious, I think. 11 new cases of coronavirus in New South Wales over the past 24 hours. So significant reduction in the rates. Mm. And that's very, very pleasing. Partly to do with the fact that 3,200 people were tested yesterday, so that's really good too. That's another increase in the testing rates. The Premier's actually come out and thanked everyone who's done that, who's gone out and got themselves tested.
Mm-hmm.
The death toll's still at 26. Total cases, 2,897.
They've dropped the criteria for testing now, haven't they?
They have.
So if you've got a fever or maybe a sore throat, you're now able to go and get the test,
yep. Yep, that's correct, and relaxed as well too for hot spots of community transmissions, particularly some areas of Lake Macquarie has been identified as one of those areas as well too. So they're encouraging anyone who is exhibiting symptoms to go and get themselves tested. Do call first though. You have to call the clinics in your health area, and they'll prepare for you to come and get tested.
That's a great tip, especially if you're thinking, oh, should I go, what time, trying to fit around your schedule or whatever you're doing. It's awesome.
Absolutely, yeah. The state government has also announced vital infrastructure projects to be fast-tracked in regional New South Wales to help industries, councils and communities rebuild, recovering from the drought, the bushfire and COVID-19. I mean, some industries and businesses locally have been absolutely hammered by all three. So this will go to a long way to helping. I mean, it just comes after a few councils announced their plans for helping businesses and locals recover economically from the COVID-19 crisis. But I think Port Stephens said, look, yeah, we will, but we need some help from the government.
So are we getting any new bridges or monorails or anything?
Nothing quite like that. $100 million towards commercial plantation nurseries to help boost production of agriculture goods.
Oh yeah,
that's good. Yeah. So stuff like that. Items have been identified as vital infrastructure projects will be fast tracked. So that's good too. Virgin Australia's fate could be decided in the next few days. The airline looks like it could go into administration. There's a bit of a standoff with the federal government. Virgin itself injects billions of dollars into the tourism economy, but the government says they've already contributed millions towards the industry anyway. So, yeah, a bit of a standoff between Virgin Australia and the federal government at the moment.
Right.
Also, too, the National Council will meet today, the Prime Minister with the state and territory leaders. They're going to discuss, well, in particular, education, because there's a lot of confusion out there for parents as to what to do when Term 2 resumes on the 27th. The federal government, the Prime Minister specifically said, yeah, send your kids back to school, but the state that's going against quite a few states, particularly Victoria. New South Wales is opting to sort of ease kids in. The first 2 weeks of the term will probably be online, but then progressively...
Good idea, I think.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yeah, progressively they'll get more back into the classroom.
Oh, good stuff. Thank you, Hamish.
Thanks, Hamish.
No worries, guys.
Up next, Love It or Loathe It, going to do a round of that to wrap up the show. It's 8:48 with the Novos. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
The number one song in the country, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. It's time for Love It or Loathe It.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love It or Loathe It.
Yep, it's time for me to get Crevo and Jade's thoughts on the daily topic today. One rule, no fence sitting allowed, Crevo.
Okay,
first right. Topic is hand-me-down clothes.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Really? Explain why. What do you love about hand-me-down clothes?
Well, like, why not give something a second lease of life, especially if you like it?
Can you pay attention and stop cleaning your laptop?
I spilt coffee all over it.
If it's been lightly used, I'm all about an op shop.
All right, so the reason I bring this up is, of course, Jackson was in the studio the other day saying, oh, look, coming into winter, I need a new wardrobe. Jade perks up and goes, Jackson, can I have all of your old clothes for Benny? They would fit him.
Mm.
I found that so fascinating because I feel like clothes are such a personal thing in terms of, you know, it's your style, you know, they're fit to your shape. And if you give them to somebody, I just would feel weird if I wore, like, Crevo's old T-shirt, for example.
It's the same thing. Hand-me-down clothes is just like going to an op shop. It's that is basically just people's hand-me-downs that they no longer want and saying, here you go, I don't know you, but here you can buy them.
Certain things okay, but I'm thinking, like... T-shirts a bit personal.
No, I disagree because I've bought people's T-shirts.
Haven't you purchased secondhand undies before?
No,
you stole the secondhand undies. That's right, from your friend's house.
By accident. I bought like a slip. I don't know if you guys know what a slip is.
No, what's a slip?
Like, I don't
even know. Like a
nightie? Sort of like you wear underneath the dress. It's like a nude. It's a very sheer fabric. So if you don't
want...
It's
like an all body undies.
Sort of, yeah, in a way. So I bought one of them from an op shop once because I needed it. I was in a theatre production and my dress was see through with all the lights. So I had to wear a slip underneath my dress, and I bought that from an op shop. It's pretty close
to
underwear.
What's a new slip cost?
Oh, I don't know. I think it cost me like $3-4.
And you still went the second hand.
No, was that the second hand
that
price?
Was at the
second
hand.
What's
hand
a new
price?
One cost?
Oh, I don't know. Probably $15 or above. Like, if you get really good ones,
are you
probably
okay
20
with
something.
Are you okay with intimate hand-me-down intimates? Intimate apparel?
No, I prefer new.
Like bras and undies.
I draw a line there.
And,
although, actually, my mum gave me a bra once. She didn't fit her. My mum had a breast reduction, so she was like, "Here, do you want these?" I said, "Yeah, sure, I'll take them."
Now, there you go.
Keeping it in the family.
You're wearing hand-me-downs, aren't you, Jackson?
Absolutely not.
No, never.
See, that really weirded Jackson out, though, when Jade asked that question.
You didn't seem that weirded out.
I was flattered because I was like, what a compliment. You like the way I dress. But then I was also like, oh, your husband's going to be walking around looking like me.
Well, because, like, if I get turned on by, if he's looking good that day or something.
Look, no one can help themselves over me. I get it. It's all good. But
a little bit weird.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a little bit weird, but I'm happy to hand my clothes to you, Jade, if you'd like them.
Yes, thank you. The second day in a row, yes. Dibs, please.
You can't sell them, though.
No, I'm not going to sell them. I legit
you'd
like...
You'd be the type, if Benny didn't want the clothes, you'd pop them on Facebook Marketplace.
Do you know what's so funny, too? I'd be like, oh, my God, I like that vintage jumper. I'm going to buy that.
That's awesome. Only $80. Get around it.
105 commercial free. Kicking off next with Jackson.
Oh, yes. Some Marshmallow, Kane Brown.
One thing right.
One thing right. I like that country pop vibe.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. Some Apple 20 as well.
Good old Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas. What's his deal? Is he still around?
Yeah, he's still around.
Yeah, still kicking swinging around somewhere. Noah Kahan, Julia Michaels as well. Hurt somebody.
Thank you, mate.
No worries.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Tomorrow on the show, very exciting, we are talking to John Finlay, which is, of course, Joe Exotic's ex-partner from
yes.
Tiger King.
Husband.
They were married.
Yeah.
Him and there was a three-way marriage.
Now, I haven't watched the show, so I'll be representing all of you out there that have no idea what Tiger King is and ask the questions. That, you know.
All three of you.
Have you watched it, Creepo?
Of course.
Amazing.
Jeez. Me and Hamish, the only ones on the team.
I finally watched the second episode, or the last additional episode.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Very good. All right. Well, that's on the show tomorrow. We'll catch you then, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Felicia.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.